You have to explain your decisions instead of just making them. And you have to allow people to do things differently than you would. And this part is really hard.
Building a company from nothing is freaking hard. Us entrepreneurs are expected to deal with unimaginable challenges and somehow keep a cool head through it all. This is The Art of Entrepreneurship, and I'm your host, Jackie Hermes. I grew my company, Excelity, from 0 to 7 figures with no partners and no funding. The Art of Entrepreneurship is a show where we cut through the BS and dig into what it actually takes to start and grow a company. If you give me your time, I promise it won't be wasted. Now let's get to work.
Good morning and welcome back to The Art of Entrepreneurship. My voice is so scratchy today, you guys. I don't know what is going on. I got over a cold and I've been great for a few days. And now, of course, I go to record and I'm scratchy. So bear with me here. Today, we are going to talk about who you need to be at each stage of building a business. We talk a lot about the things that you need to do, about strategies and tactics, but we don't talk as much about the person that you need to be. And one of the hardest things about building a business is realizing that the version that you started the business with might not actually be the version that you can take with you to the next step. like it's just an accessory. No, it's our whole self. Actually, my business coach would be super proud, or my former business coach would be super proud of me, because she often asks, who do you want to be? And now this is something that I think about all the time. And being a different person at all these different stages, no one really warns you about it. But as I was thinking about this episode, it's something that I have definitely done over time. And I'll tell you a little bit about that. So today I'm going to walk through what I've learned in order to grow a company and who you have to be at each stage. Remember that I don't know it all. I haven't reached the stages of growing a huge business. This is all just about my experience, and I think it's a really valuable conversation to have. So stage one is founding. You are the entire business. In the founding stage, there is really no separation between the company and you as a person. I was thinking about this. You might even be calling it your baby. I used to call my business my second baby, because I had a baby when I started this business, which I cringe about and giggle at now these days. But in this stage, you're doing the work. You're selling, you're networking, you're answering every email. You're making decisions faster than you can even think through them, and that can be dangerous. At this stage, who you need to be is a person that is super resourceful. You have to be willing to move fast, test, make mistakes, and do work that doesn't really scale. And we talked about that a little bit last time. When you're making that first sale, you have to do legwork and it doesn't scale. It's important to remember that perfection does not matter as much as momentum does. I have always aimed for, if this is 90% good, we are done. Let's get it out there. Hustle and that dumb hustle culture that we are all trying to forget about. I feel like this was popular 5 years ago, but that might even be partially true at this time, because you do have to work really hard when you are founding a business. But this is the important part. When you are founding a business, you are the business. This version of you is really only meant to survive. It's not sustainable. It's hard to stay in this mode for a long time. And I know that because I did stay in that mode for quite some time. And if you stay in this identity or hustling for too long, you are eventually going to become the thing that holds your business back. As you move from stage to stage, it is extremely easy to be the bottleneck. And that's something to keep in mind and something that we have to all look at ourselves critically to examine. Am I the bottleneck? Am I the problem? Stage two is when you're making those first hires. So you're going from being the doer to being more of a delegator. The first few hires are where you really start to feel uncomfortable. Oh my gosh, I felt so uncomfortable. And I also made lots of mistakes and didn't vet people appropriately and didn't even know what I was hiring for, honestly. But that's a whole different podcast. At this stage, you're no longer doing everything yourself, but you're not really removed either. You're close enough to see all of the gaps. You want to jump in all the time. I still struggle with this. You're tempted to fix things because you think it would be faster if you did. Huge warning against that. If you are a person that thinks, I'm just going to do it myself because it's faster than training someone else, think about all the other times that person can do this thing. We have to delegate. All right, y'all, it's shameless plug time. I want to take a quick break to chat with you about Excelity, my full service marketing agency. For the last 12 years, we've been working closely with B2B software and service companies. Now we are expanding and looking for growth stage companies with a bold vision, but maybe lacking the marketing strategy or resources to get there. Or hey, you might have resources that just aren't working out. We definitely see that all the time. At Excelity, our team gets results and we have a ton of fun doing it. I'm sure you can tell that from listening to this podcast. So if you or someone you know is a fit, check us out at excelitymarketing.com or reach out to me directly on LinkedIn. At this stage, who you need to become is clear and smart, but not as fast. You're not rewarded anymore for how quickly you can do something. You're rewarded for being a clear teacher, a good explainer, and you have to slow down. You have to slow down enough to do a few crucial things. One is documenting everything that lives in your head. I have met people within, 10, 20, $30 million companies that have no documentation, and they have someone leave and suddenly they don't know how to do anything. It's crazy. Start documenting at this stage. You have to explain your decisions instead of just making them. And you have to allow people to do things differently than you would. And this part is really hard. I am constantly telling myself and our clients that we have to review work from the perspective of a customer. And is this good to the customer, to the audience, not from the perspective of our own expectations and how we would personally do things. A lot of founders struggle here because it feels like losing control. But what you're really doing is creating capacity for yourself to be able to level up. The next stage is going from being the expert to being a leader within the company. As your business grows and as you hire more people, your role has to shift because you're spending less time working in your business and more time working on the business. And if you have 15, 20, however many employees, and you're still working in the business all the time, that's a problem. You know, you're here when your days start to fill up with coaching other people, making decisions, prioritizing, evaluating trade-offs, and making business choices that really matter. At this stage, you have to be comfortable not always being the expert in the room. You have to surround yourself with people that are better than you are at some things. This can feel very strange, especially if your identity is built on being really good at what you do. This is something that I really experienced and kind of struggled with because it is hard to be the person that everyone looks to for answers and then admit that I don't actually know or I'm not the best person to answer this. When you're in this stage, the feedback loop also gets longer and slower. You're not getting instant gratification, and it's easy to wonder if you're still adding value because you are leading and growing a company instead of doing the work. But this is where being a leader starts to matter so much more than being the person always doing your work. In this stage, it stretches your confidence a lot more than your skill set. And I think it's very easy to be like an imposter here as well. Stage four is scaling. That's going from being in control of everything to making sure that you are extremely clear about the future. It's not about doing more. It's actually about trying to do less, but doing those things better. When you get to the scaling stage, the business doesn't need you everywhere. You have other people in place that are handling functions of the business, and it needs you to be in the right places at the right time. You have to be clear with your communication. You need to be consistent, and you need to be decisive. Clear communication is still something that I work on. Definitely. I think a lot of people believe that others are mind readers, and I can definitely be one of those when I'm in a hurry. In stage four, you are not the person solving all the problems. You are defining what problems matter and need to be solved, and what the parameters are and how decisions get made. I have found that in this place, you often feel internal resistance, both from yourself and from team members within the business, because the do it for you attitude that a lot of leaders have has to be replaced with trust and processes and really solid systems and iterating on those systems and you being a guide instead of being in charge. Okay, that is it for today. So I would challenge you to think about, who are you? What stage are you in? And are you meeting the, not expectations, but the standards of who you should be? If you're feeling stuck or you're feeling exhausted in your business, it might be because you're in one of these stages, but you're still trying to do the work. You're micromanaging. You're not leveling up and letting the business level up with you. I always tell my team that we get the most uncomfortable when we are on the verge of going to the next level. And it is true. Growth is super uncomfortable. It shouldn't be easy, or everyone would do it. This journey is uniquely you, and it's yours. And as leaders, we are required to have high EQ, not just IQ. And we have to know when we are holding ourselves back. So I challenge you to ask yourself if that is you right now. Thank you so much for listening today. This was a really fun episode to think through and just reflect back on all the versions of me that have been running this business for the last 12 and a half years. If you got value out of this episode, please share it with just one person that's growing a business and needs to hear this message. And I will talk to you next time.